Good morning, this is Space Kate, and it is 10 to 2 a.m., which means that I'm officially awake before people in the UK, even though I'm in Florida, which is a bit crazy, really. I've had, well, I would say 1 hour of sleep, but actually it was more like 1 hour of wriggling around in bed because my mosquito bites are so itchy that I'm going slightly insane. That may also have something to do with the lack of sleep. Never mind. Why am I up so early? What a big day today. It's the end of the shuttle program. It's wheel stop, which a lot of people have been calling the end of the shuttle program. Well, it's weird actually. A lot of the media came over and they fussed around the launch because it's the final launch of the shuttle, and then kind of forgot that actually the shuttle was going up to space to visit the space station and deliver some stuff and still had to come back down again before the program was really over. And this morning, hopefully at 5:56 a.m. Eastern Time, Space Shuttle Atlantis will be landing for the final time at Cape Canaveral. And I say hopefully because there is always a chance, due to weather, that it might get moved to a different landing spot, which would be a bit sad given that we've got up so early in the morning to see it. And we're up early because we're expecting lots of people to be there. We're expecting lots and lots of media to be there. There are only a limited number of buses to get you out to nearby the landing strip. And we want to be there, obviously, because this is a big day. So I will continue to ramble on at you, undoubtedly, making very little sense as the lack of sleep catches up with my poor brain. But I just thought I'd give you a little feel of what it's like to be out here. At the moment, the roads are completely empty. It's pitch black, but the sky is looking quite clear, which is a good sign, because we want clear skies so we can have the shuttle back home safely here at Kennedy Space Center. And then they're going to roll it over to one of the OPFs, that's the Orbiter Processing Facility, where it will start to be decommissioned, which is a bit sad. But before then, they're going to leave it out for the staff of the Space Center to come and have their pictures taken and do a bit of reminiscing, and the crew hopefully are going to come along and say a few words to them and thank them for all their hard work. Because although it's the astronauts that get all the fame and the glory and the pictures and hero worship and whatever, there's an awful lot of people behind the space program that are making these things flyable, making them safe, making sure they're up in the sky, up in space, safely. And this is going to be a big day for them all. It's a very odd time here. Excited to see the shuttle again. I saw Discovery land after my epic Space Nomad adventure earlier this year, and it took my breath away. It was amazing. I think this one will have a slightly different feel to it because obviously it's the end of a 30-year long program. It's the end of a lot of people's hopes and dreams and jobs, frankly. A lot of people will be leaving, retiring as the shuttle retires, so it's a bit of a strange feel around here, and also in Houston where I was early yesterday morning, in fact. Anyway, I'm going to stop rambling now. We're on our way to Kennedy Space Center to see if we can get our feet firmly on one of the buses out to the shuttle landing facility and watch that bird come in one last time.